Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast with Essan Coman, Head of Emerging Markets Research, EMEA. It's Friday, April 29th, 2022. And in this week's podcast, Essan talks about how the Russian demand for ruble gas payments has caused shutdowns in Poland and Bulgaria. The following podcast is intended for professional investors and eligible counterparties only, and not for retail clients. Any content should not be regarded as an offer to conduct investment business or an investment recommendation, but for information purposes only. Essan, in what is a major escalation, Russia has cut off the gas to Poland and Bulgaria this week in the latest standoff between Moscow and Europe over energy supplies and the war in Ukraine. Could you offer our listeners where we stand?
Thank you, Una. So yes, Russia is making good on its threat by cutting off gas flows to unfriendly countries that have refused to pay for the fuel in Russian rubles. So on the 26th of April, Russia's Gazprom informed Poland and Bulgaria's state gas companies, PGNiG and Bulgargas, that it will halt gas supplies commencing the 27th of April following their refusal to comply with its demands. Now, this has caused European TTF gas prices to surge more than 17% on the announcement and are currently trading north of 100 euros per megawatt hour. So, you know, both countries have high dependence on Russian gas. Poland has a contract, which is a Yamal contract, with Gazprom for about 10.2 billion cubic meters of annual supply. Now, this contract was set to expire on the 31st of December this year, and it has been made evident that Poland will not renew it. Now, Poland has been keen to diversify its gas supplies, and this is evident with the growth of LNG imports into the country over the years. And now, over 2021, Russian gas flows to Poland have made more than around 60%, that's around 9.9 billion cubic meters of total imports, whilst in the first quarter alone, this in fact fell to 53%, that's around 2.2 billion cubic meters of total imports, according to the PGNiG. Now, Poland has been more has had more comfortable storage, with gas infrastructure Europe numbers showing that storage is around 76% full at the current juncture, well north of the five-year average of around 40% for this time of the year. Now, stronger flows from Germany and record LNG imports have also helped to ensure adequate supply. Switching gears in terms of Bulgaria, it does appear more vulnerable. While it is a small gas consumer, it only consumes around 3 billion cubic meters per year. More than 90% of its gas requirements are met by Russia. And in addition, gas storage is low at the moment, with just 17% full compared to a five-year average of almost 26% at this time of the year.
And Essan, what are the prospects of this halt in Russian gas being spread to the rest of Europe?
So, Una, that is the key concern, but not just for European gas markets, but indeed for global markets. And almost all European buyers have said that they will refuse to change payment terms, with the exception of at least Hungary. Now, although last week the European Commission suggested that if European buyers pay euros or dollars into Gazprom Bank account, it will not necessarily breach sanctions, providing that the obligation ends at that point and that buyers are not involved in the conversion of euros or dollars into rubles at a later stage. Now, regardless, this move by Russia and the very real risk of even further escalation suggests that European gas prices will likely remain well supported. And furthermore, this, we believe, will have a spillover into other gas markets, particularly the Asian markets. Europe will increasingly have to compete now with Asia for flexible LNG supply, which will keep Asian spot LNG prices well supported. But all in, Una, a big picture, this is a clear escalation of risks in the gas market, but not an immediate systemic threat at the current juncture. Indeed, Poland only accounts for around 4% of the gas consumed in the EU, and therefore this latest development does not imply a systematic risk for the European gas markets at the current juncture. Yet, three main reasons as to why we should still not overlook this. So first, this is the first time since the start of the war that Gazprom has unilaterally decided to curb gas supplies to a member of the Eurozone. Second, one of the largest pipelines that delivers Russian gas into Europe flows through Poland, and thus any disruption to this corridor will have profound implications on the EU gas market. And third and finally, it is unclear at this stage what the EU response to this will be.
Finally, Esan, what implications does this have on European gas prices? And why is it that Russian gas matters to Europe so much?
So Una, on our price deck, we had anticipated earlier this month of the risk of Russia actioning its threat of cutting off European gas and what that could mean for prices. And we maintain our European TTF gas prices of 136 euros per megawatt hours for this quarter. Now, Una, while not our base case scenario, a full immediate interruption of Russian flows to Northwest Europe that includes Germany may raise TTF prices well north of 200 euros per megawatt hour for an extended duration. Now, just putting this into context, natural gas accounts for no less than 25% of Europe's primary energy, and Russian imports represent around 35% of EU's annual gas consumption. And lowering Russian imports by two-thirds by year-end, which is the strategy we believe is highly challenging, and any sudden curtailment in Russian gas may trigger for us three main implications. So first, a likely demand destruction, specifically in industrial demand, to balance the system, especially for countries such as Germany and Italy. This would have negative implications, of course, for GDP. Second, a further tightening in with a clear inflationary impact on gas and power prices. Now, this would likely push up energy bills further up, as well as exacerbate the energy cost inflation issue. And third and finally, it may bring large liabilities for gas resellers that directly purchase gas from Russia, as these companies may be forced to procure gas in the market at a much more costly level.
Thank you very much for sharing your insight, Esan. Have a lovely week and we'll catch you again.
Thanks, Luna. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for more information. Come back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.